From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is assembling a new committee to look at climate change and how the county can address it. There are no members as yet, but the Board of Supervisors gave the idea unanimous approval. The panel would track the county's total greenhouse gas emissions and carbon storage. It could also make recommendations to supervisors about creating future carbon sequestration farms. First District Supervisor Rex Bone introduced the new committee. Arcata's out with a public housing survey you can find at cityofarcata.org. Arcata's working on three major projects and wants community input, including the housing element, setting goals and strategies to meet Arcata's current and future housing needs. The second plan is the local coastal program, examining sea level rise. And the third plan is the Arcata Gateway specific area plan. That document would create an implementation plan for concentrated development and redevelopment, primarily along the K Street corridor. David Hall, General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District since 2013, retired this week, effective immediately. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Hall had spoken about his plans last week and said they were for personal reasons. Hall had been scheduled for a performance evaluation, but submitted his notice just hours before it was to take place. The district board will appoint an interim GM and decide how to proceed with hiring a permanent replacement. Arcata Plaza Bar's Sidelines and Toby and Jack's were the subject of a lengthy investigation into drug dealing, and there was a recommendation from an administrative judge to pull the license of those watering holes, followed by a decision from the director of the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control to revoke their liquor licenses. The decision was appealed by owner Sal Constanzo. In a decision announced yesterday, the ABC Appeals Board upheld the appeal. The three-member board calling outright revocation of the liquor licenses exceptionally harsh and remanded both cases back to the ABC. Wednesday afternoon fire on the 2300 block of Myrtle Avenue took place about 4 p.m. Crews got to the scene to see smoke pushing out of a window. There was no answer at the door, and they had to go through an upstairs window. There they found a pot left on the stove. The burner was on. No one was home. After securing the appliance, ensuring a fire-safe environment, they did a search, set up ventilation, and also they want to remind community members to be vigilant about cooking safety. Never leave stoves unattended, even for a few minutes, as cooking fires can quickly spread out of control. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.